Hello, my name is Dr. Mark Kaufman. I am the founder and CEO of the Christian Chamber of Commerce of Pennsylvania. Thank you for listening to this message today. I'm going to talk to you about the Chamber of Commerce and the wonderful benefits of becoming a member and why we are committed to your success. You know, today's battlefield is for kings in the marketplace. We are called to help men and women catch the revelation that going to war Monday through Friday and doing great exploits and being providers for the kingdom of God bursts real life focus. When kingdom is only a weekend event on a Sunday morning at church, man's need of passion for conquest becomes misplaced along the way. When kings do not have a clear vision as providers of the kingdom, their need for conquest many times becomes misdirected. Remember King David? When he was supposed to be in the battlefield with kings, he ended up in the bedroom with Bathsheba. Misplaced conquest will lead men and women to other sinful and non-productive fulfillments and activities, like self-indulgence and self-pity and many other sins. But man was created for conquest and adventure, and we've stepped into a season of kingdom conquest. I'm going to talk to you about some practical principles that I've lived by in business for 49 years. I call them the C factors. The C factors for kingdom businesses. There's 8 C's: the calling, the cause, the cost, the covenant, the covering, the commitment, the culture, and the crowning. Let me begin with the calling. You have to define your company. What do you do? What is the purpose for the existence of your company? Be careful what you name your business, because what you name your business will become the nature of your business. Let me ask you another question. What are the 3 problems your company solves? Because if your company is not solving problems, it will not be successful. Problems that are solved by a company make the company great and allow that company to prosper. Companies that solve problems create wealth and determine destiny. Number 2, the cause. You got to define the mission and the vision. We know the Bible says, without vision, people perish, but with vision, you'll prosper. You got to define the vision of your company. Where do you want to go in 5 and 10 years? You know, the Japanese have a 500-year business plan. I don't think that our government here in America even has a 1-year business plan, but a 500-year business plan. And they've had that for generations. And the reason why they survived what took place in World War II was because they had a plan to outlive the catastrophe. I remember George Burns, I heard this story. On his 95th birthday, he told a few friends that he wanted to prepare for his 100th birthday, and they kind of chuckled and laughed. And George responded by telling them, he said, "What you plan for in life, you will experience." He lived to be 100 years old and experienced that birthday. Leaders learn to live in the next and not the now. You have to be a visionary and to envision your people with the vision you have. In the flower shop right now, this is the end of February, and we've planted poinsettias for this coming December. No one right now is calling us up on the phone and saying, "I'd like to order a dozen poinsettias." No one's thinking about it but us, because we're planning for the next. Right now, they're not making us money, but we know come December, we'll make a lot of money because we're preparing for the future. Listen to me. Preparation is never wasted, everybody. Make sure you prepare. Number 3, the cost. What are the strategies to get to your goal, to fulfill your vision? What is the price tag? There will be a price. There will be a cost, everybody. David says, "I don't want anything that doesn't cost me something." If your sacrifice doesn't touch your heart, it'll never touch God's heart, nor will it touch your customer's heart. I promise you that. There are no entitlements in God's kingdom businesses. My 21-year-old son, Christian Mark, is a junior at Ohio State right now. He's going for sports management. His passion is to be a coach in the future. Christian has loved the NBA and basketball since he was a little boy. When he was 6 and when he was 7 years old, while he was getting ready for school, most kids would be watching cartoons, but what did he do? He was watching ESPN. He was preparing for his future. He was talking about being in the NBA at 6 and 7 years old. Now in his junior year, he already has offers to work in the NBA after he graduates. Preparations never wasted. Number four is covenant. Who are your partners? The Bible says it's not good for man to be alone. That's not just in marriage, everybody. Who are your mentors? You know, if you want to start a business, you don't ask a homeless man. You want to find people who have already succeeded in your field. And I believe that everyone needs a Peter, James, and John like Jesus. Why, Peter, he represents hope, and James represents faith, and John preached on love. You need someone who can bring hope to you at very difficult times that will help bring vision. You need a James who can bring faith to you and give you the courage you need to rise up and finish strong. And you need a John who can love you and be a companion in your tribulation. Everybody should pray about a Peter, James, and John in your life. Connections are vitally important in business. That's why at the Christian Chamber of Commerce, you would meet wonderful men and women that you can develop relationships with. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. Yeah, and you got to find it. It doesn't say that steel sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. You need like-minded people who have a vision like you do that can be committed to your success. You will find that at the Chamber. Number five is covering. Oh, this is a difficult one for some people. Who covers you? Do you have a father in business, a mother in business who has succeeded, who understands the pitfalls of business, who can pray for you and stand with you? You know, the Bible says that God sounded like Eli. Eli sounded so much like God when God spoke to Samuel. Samuel thought that it was God speaking, but it was Eli. It was God. He thought it was Eli talking to him. You will know your Heavenly Father's voice many times by your spiritual covering. Fathers, help us discern the Father's voice, the Heavenly Father's voice. Yes, you need covering. David said, cover my head in the day of battle. There'll be times you have battle in your business. You will battle through some things, and you need someone to cover you. In fact, the Bible says that love covers a multitude of sins. You need someone that can just not expose your weaknesses and your idiosyncrasies and eccentricities. No, you need someone that'll cover you. You should be prayerful about that. Number six, commitment. Are you committed to the cause? This is going to take stewardship. It takes a great commitment to run a successful business. God will not give you what you pray for, but what you can manage. What you manage well will grow. What you mismanage, you will lose. It's a biblical principle. You can see that in the parable of the talents. Remember the five, the two, and the one that were given to the three men? The man who was given five, he doubled it, got 10. The man with the two got 4. And the man with the one did nothing with it. He just maintained it. You must understand this in this principle. God blesses the increase, not the lack. And we have to develop the increase. We have to roll up our sleeves and get to work. Maintenance is dangerous business. The Lord wants to raise up kingdom businessmen and women in this hour who are great managers. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is about stewardship. Let's talk about the culture here. Number seven, what characteristics make you stand out? Honor, how you treat your employees, your customer service. You know, you can go into Macy's department store and you can't find a place to check out. You can't find anybody to help you anymore. No, we have to do business different. We have to, like Jesus said, if someone compels you to go a mile, go the extra mile. We need a culture of excellence. Let me ask you, what is your branding? I call it top-of-mind awareness. In my business, when people think of flowers, they think of Butts Flowers because of our branding. What sets you apart? What makes you stand out in the crowd among your peers? Do you under-promise and over-deliver? I hope so. That's good business. At the Christian Chamber of Commerce, we teach you how to partner with the Holy Ghost. It's part of our culture. Why? Because the Bible says he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. This works in business. We create a culture also that celebrates your customers. Very important. And we have to teach you, and you have to learn and define what are your constants and variables of your business. The constants should be excellence, honor, service, and the list goes on. And then there's variables, and they could be, it's time to rebrand. You might need new product. You might want to expand productivity. And finally, the crowning. This is the reward system. What are your crownings? What's your rewards for your employees? I have a list of things in which I do for my employees. I celebrate great achievements. The Bible says, to him that overcomes receives rewards, and we do that. See, I give all my employees a sense of ownership, and by doing so, they treat my customers like they're theirs. I can walk away from my business for a month and not have to worry about it, not have to worry if it's functioning at the same level that I would function and I would operate in if I was there. A reward system. And let me close with this. You know, Jesus chose 12 businessmen as part of his team. You know, economic synergy is the catalyst to delivering mankind from the current spirit of poverty and creating economic liberation. We live in a world that's in decline. Creating jobs creates opportunity for people to leave what I call the Pharaoh system of welfare and bondage, in which the victims no longer need the government. America is moving quickly into a socialistic system that is identical to Pharaoh's system in the Old Testament. It's where government keeps the people impoverished and in hard labor. Moses delivered the people and brought forth a new administration, a kingdom administration, in which everyone prospered. Would that be beautiful? Even Manasseh was the smallest tribe. Think about Joshua, what he did. The Bible's full of men and women raising up new breed leaders in the marketplace. He raised up a new breed of leaders who would receive wells they didn't dig and vineyards they didn't plant. Well, you know, wells in those days was a rare commodity. Water was rare. If you had a well, you had water, you were wealthy. And a vineyard, of course, would bring great prosperity. These were businesses. The Church of Jesus Christ must raise up a new breed of business leaders with a kingdom belief system that influences culture, creates wealth in such a way it advances the Lord's purposes in your region, in your city. Jesus didn't choose rabbis to be part of his team. No, he chose businessmen and women to finance the next move of God. He chose 12. And there was more. He chose fishermen, a doctor, a tax collector. There's a move of the Spirit coming in the earth today. Listen to me as I come to a close. It costs money to finance a move. It costs money to change culture. It costs money to win souls. It costs money to advance God's kingdom and create jobs and influence cities. It takes great wealth to finance budding leaders in government. We believe at the Christian Chamber of Commerce of Pennsylvania, you are called to participate in this next great move of God, this wonderful mission. And we would be so honored for you to be a part of it, for you to consider being a member, because there are so many wonderful benefits. Let me just share a few. We have monthly business webinars from key leaders. We have business mixers twice a year. We have discounts for chamber conferences, powerful conferences. We have training via MP3 and online videos. And we have the women's conference. It's called CEO, S-H-E-E-O. I love that. We also, listen, if you are a man and woman that doesn't have a business, but you're an aspiring entrepreneur, we want you to be part of the chamber because we want to help you. We have a business planning and development program through Global Impact Megacorp Network. We have individual business planning and identifying key resources. We have one-on-one mentoring. We're committed to raising up a new breed of leaders to send them into the marketplace that they may facilitate the kingdom of God in the marketplace. That's what we're called to do. And so we encourage you to consider being a member. On that MP3 card where you receive this message, you will see the information below, the website where you can connect with us and learn more. We hope to see you in one of our meetings, and prayerfully consider being a member. Thank you for listening to this message. God bless you, and have a God-favored day.